The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Totally thrown off right now. We're staying in a hotel and my nighttime rituals, I can't sleep. Good morning. It's Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Now, when I go to bed, I have to do certain things. I need to wash my face a certain way. I brush my hair 20 times on each side of my head.
Okay.
I need my alone time. Automatic cannot come in our bedroom. Yes, it is our bedroom, but I need 5, 6, 8 minutes at least by myself.
Bedroom. I didn't even know all this stuff happened. I wasn't interested in going in the room.
Why do you think I closed the door, Automatic?
We've been married for almost like 15 years now, and I didn't even know all this thing was going on.
I'm not going to say you have any issues, Dana, but 20 sides each side is a little
OCD. It's a little OCD, yeah.
No, but remember, I had lost a lot of my hair. Okay, oh, okay. The scalp oil. Through the hair, all of that. And then I also need to rub lotion into my hands and put my little gloves on.
I didn't know where that sentence was going to go.
So, I know. You know what? That's not part of women's rituals.
Well, you're doing all that. Disgusting. What am I doing? I want to know because I didn't even know you're doing all this.
Automatic, what are you doing?
Give yourself a little 20 size each way. For me, dude, oh man, biggest adjustment this weekend has been to be without my pillow. And I've had the same pillow for at least over a decade.
What? Oh, that's old guy right now. Disgusting.
Don't judge me, especially
I'm
you.
I'm judging
DJ
you.
Automatic.
I know, but I was the same way when I lived by myself. I had a favorite pillow.
The only reason
but
you
once
have
I learned the way of,
me. Of
bedding, I will say, having a nice new pillow is, there's nothing better, dude.
Oh, dude, I miss my old pillow right now, dog. It fit right between my legs perfectly. I had a nice little snug right there.
I don't want to know what you do with your pillow. First the glove comment, and now you're snuggling your pillow between your legs. This is too much information for morning drive. We're a family show.
Yeah. No, I do that too. It's comfortable, and plus it airs out the, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Automatic didn't know about good bedding till he met me. That's Monday's show. Where do you find the best thread count sheets at a low cost? All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and kick this one off with National Taco Day.
Yeah, breakfast tacos, baby.
Mm. I'm an Al Pastor guy.
Really?
Yeah, I've really found the way, like, I love the pineapple in my taco.
Yeah, but Al Pastor isn't for breakfast. For breakfast, you want.
I don't care if it's breakfast or not. That's my favorite taco right now, okay?
Well, it's morning time.
You can have that. That's a perfect taco. It's got sweet, savory. It's amazing.
For me, it's the way he yelled that right now.
I know. That was
like,
settle down.
Actually, the reason I yelled like that is because it is morning and I didn't sleep well last night.
You didn't have your ritual.
No.
You didn't have me closing the door in your face. You had to sleep with me in the hotel room.
Hey, on a serious note, guys, it is National Denim Day. Now, this is not just to celebrate the Canadian tuxedo. This is actually bring awareness of sexual violence throughout America. So, please check
it out. I know the story. So, in Italy, I think it's been almost a decade now, a woman was raped and the judge let her aggressor go because he said, how could he take your jeans off?
Yep.
And so women showed up to the court in all denim, and that's where this day was born. So yes, if you see something, say something, and if you've been hurt, please tell.
Yes.
Please tell, please tell. And what's the next one?
And let's go to wrap it up on National Cinnamon Roll Day.
I'm not a sweets for breakfast guy.
No,
we
should have ended on taco. Anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's break down that down in the DM that got the most calls this week. It had to be Gianna and Mason, right? Otto, right in. I think that was good. They split, got back together. Gianna's like, oh, I'm in heaven, until she finds a dating app on Mason's phone.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, he said he just forgot to delete it, and then he was sorry, blah, blah, blah. Like, how could he do this? How could he get back on a dating app?
So I'm pretending to be a woman that he met on the app. I'm trying to, you know, hit on a man. Here's how it went. Let's just get some coffee. There's this really cute little local spot near my house. They import Jamaican Blue Mountain. I swear it is so good.
Yeah,
you're going to love it.
That sounds great, but I'm sort of seeing someone right now.
You're seeing someone? Then why are you on a singles dating app?
Well, if I'm going to be honest, I split with my girl, and I didn't know what was going to happen. So I joined the app. I downloaded it, but we're back together now, and I'm sorry, I just can't meet up.
Okay, well, I tried. Hopefully things work out for you and your girl, you know? Thanks for talking to me. You know, good luck.
Hey, best of luck to you, too. It's hard out there.
Yeah, it is. Mason's a good one. Yes, Mason's a keeper. Best part, we didn't even tell him. Gianna doesn't have to tell him she was suspect about him. It's all good. At the end of that down in the DM, though, I asked people to call 877-730-DCS1 and answer the question, shouldn't you scrub, you know, all the dating apps? And how do you feel about deleting your ex's photos from the timeline, too? Because for me, I'm like, why are you going through all that work But Anthony, you were like, I'm getting rid of everybody from jump.
I agree. I am a complete remover of all ex-lovers. And I also kind of think it's a little weird when you're in a new relationship and you have photos of past relationships up on your social media. I think that's odd to me.
Why are you looking at me, Dana?
Because you have photos of your past relationships in our house, Otto. But I don't care.
So do you.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I'm rid of all of them. They're gone.
You have them.
Nope,
I know
gone.
For a fact you have them.
I just planted a bomb.
You know what? We'll talk about this off air.
Oh, no.
Well, does it bother you?
Dude, did I bring it up?
Yes.
No, I brought it up because Anthony said something. It's your fault, Anthony. I'm going to have a fight with her after
this. My bad, dude. You were a casualty of my
stupidity. Let's take a call. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What do you think?
Yes, Ms. Dana, let me tell you, when I was moving, my fiance now, who's my boyfriend then, was helping me move, and there was this one box where I had all my old stuff, like old pictures and stuff, and there was the infamous fair photo that I had with one of my exes years ago. Now, I wasn't still, like, in love with them. I just thought I looked really cute in that picture, so that's why I kept it.
Oh, girl, you crazy.
I just took it out, and then I could see on my peripheral the hurt on his face when he saw that picture, and
no,
it's not even like that. And before he even said anything, I went ahead and ripped the picture, not up completely, just ripped myself out of the picture because I kept that part and threw his part away. And I made sure to make it a point of, oh, no, I look cute in this one. This is why I still had it.
Of course you did.
Then fast forward 2 months into it, I'm already living with him, or we have our place and everything. Somehow I was looking through an old Facebook or something, and a picture popped up, his ex-wife.
Oh,
now, his ex-wife has all those pictures. She's that person who hasn't deleted any pictures, even though she's in a new relationship. And what picture was up there? The picture, their wedding picture.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, hell no. Like, I was mad. I was just like, But I couldn't be mad at him because that wasn't even his Facebook.
Hold on, girl. So you felt jealous then when you saw this photo?
I was. And I told him, I go, you know, I'm not even going to lie, babe. I'm just feeling inside. That picture made me feel a type of way. And he got me in the gut. He goes, that's how I felt when I saw that picture at your house. And I was like, you know what?
You're right.
I've learned so much in this relationship. And then not only that, but even the stuff that you guys say about your relationship and then Anthony, the stuff that you say about the relationship you've been in, you guys have no idea how much that helps.
Oh, I'm so glad that our stupidity helps other people.
I'm glad because I literally, she's like, you have no idea. I was like, no, I don't have any idea.
I don't have any idea.
I go home and cry myself
to
sleep.
We have no idea, exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian just admitted to something so embarrassing, but I think most of us have been there. We're going to play the audio and discuss right now. Anthony, hey, let's talk about celebrity birthdays first.
Yeah. First and foremost, on this day, born in 1989, may he rest in power, Rich Homie Quan was born. We also have Dakota Johnson celebrating her birthday, Keith Lee celebrating his birthday, and friend of the show, J-Rock, celebrating her birthday as well.
I love Keith Lee.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite people in IG.
Kim Kardashian and the whole clan keeping up with the Kardashians are back on Hulu. Okay, look, she's BFFs with Beyonce. We all thought that Beyonce didn't like Kim back in the day when it was really Kanye she didn't want to hang out with. Now we know. Kim is out there partying and drinking.
I'll have like 2 shots and I'll be wasted. And it's so much fun. I'll be dancing on the dance floor. Ask Beyonce. I danced all night long at her party. I think I blacked out. I woke up to so many text messages. And I was like, Chloe, what did I do? And she's like, you were dropping it low and dance. And I was like, no!
She was mortified, embarrassed. And we've all been there. You've all been there when you've had too much to drink. This is why I don't drink anymore, because I'm stupid and I embarrassed my husband, DJ Automatic, and I won't do that. I fell off a stage. I fell off a 6-foot stage.
At least it wasn't at Beyonce's house, though.
Well, I mean, it would have kind of been cooler if it was at Beyonce's.
It would have been. Yes. It was in her hometown.
I'm that one, though. If you guys ever see me out in public and I'm rapping alongside to Bad Bunny or Peso Pluma, please take the drink out of my hand, because I don't speak Spanish.
Anthony, no.
That means your boy done had a little too much, dog.
When's the last time you had like an embarrassing moment?
Oh, I took a shot of mezcal with some homies in the comedy club green room, and I don't know, bro. I had a wild reaction. Dude, my face has turned into Hitch. Yeah, like my face just started getting red.
Oh, you were allergic to the mezcal?
Yes, dude. And I had to run and get off the show and go do Benadryl. And everyone was like, man, this guy can't handle any liquor, dude. So yeah, I don't know what it was, but that was super embarrassing.
But you didn't get drunk. You just had a near-death experience. Yes. That's no fun. All right, you want to share some funny experiences with us? Call 877-730-DCS1 if you can remember them. We'll be right back. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know some of us have been through some childhood trauma, right? Because our parents went through their own trauma. But how about we focus on something different? your favorite, best childhood memory.
Oh, I love this.
We're having this discussion because an artist in New York, his name is Devin Rodriguez, has gone viral, and here he is sharing his story.
My mom was very abusive to me. My dad abandoned me when I was three, and like everybody around me was so like violent. My grandma took me, and when I got to her house, even just having breakfast with me was like such a shock. Like, I never had breakfast in the morning. So she gave me like a nice place to stay, fed me, and like always told me, focus on your art.
Now he's got like 20 million followers on TikTok and being, you know, featured in Manhattan art shows and whatnot. But think about that positive memory he shared. The love of his grandmother and her believing in him made him overcome all of that. Because that's what love is.
That definitely instantly sparked a memory for me growing up. Every Sunday when life was good, my mom would make us breakfast every Sunday for the whole family. My stepfather worked graveyard. So that Sunday morning, he was the only time he was able to like come kick it with us. We would eat breakfast and then watch football games all day long and then go to the park and play football too. So very strong core memories right
I
there.
Love that.
My best memory from my childhood. I'm 12 years old. I'm at bat. We're down by one. And it's the All-Star game. I don't know what it is, but it was Little League All-Stars, and I hit a home run to win the game.
Look at you, DJ.
I literally remember running around the bases and jumping up in the air.
How proud were your mom and dad at that moment?
They were super proud. That was the first time I was ever on TV, first time I was on the radio. It was a big deal.
And it was on the radio, dude?
Yeah, everything.
You were on the radio before you were on the radio. You see what I'm saying?
Early exposure.
My best memory, I have a lot of good memories, but I remember that my Nana would rock me. You have to understand, she's a little Mexican woman, I'd be 8-9 years old and she would still rock me in a rocking chair. And I don't know why, but that just comforted me so much because she just had that unconditional love. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, dude. Shout out to rocking chairs.
I wonder where that rocking chair is. I need to find it.
Do you want me to rock you, Dana?
Yes, I rock you. I want you to hold you and rock you. Share with us your best memory, please. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.